USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Israel's Attorney General plans to charge Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu with bribery, fraud, and breach of trust, raising pressure on the premier ahead of the April elections. President Trump is on his way back to Washington after his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ended with no new agreement on stopping the North's nuclear weapons program. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on the president's trip.
It was smart to bring Kim Jong-un to Singapore and to Vietnam to expose the North Korean delegation to the kind of economic prosperity that could be possible if he were to choose a new path. High-level diplomacy can carry high-level risk, but the president should be commended for walking away when it became clear insufficient progress had been made on denuclearization.
Kia and Hyundai recall over 500,000 cars due to a potential engine fire risk. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The weather in California continues to cause havoc. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
California and Oregon are suffering from flooding after torrential rainfall has soaked the region. The rising Russian River has turned the community of Guerneville into an island. KCBS reporter Holly Kwan in Sonoma County.
The Russian River is rising so fast you can practically watch it creep over the pavement, submerging lane lines on the main road in and out of the town of Guerneville, which is now isolated.
According to authorities, only half of the 4,000 people ordered to evacuate have done so. Farther north in southern Oregon, Coastal Highway 101 has been closed due to too much flooding. Water-soaked earth beneath the highway caused it to crack and slide down toward the ocean. The damage is just north of the town of Brookings.
To control costs of research and development, BMW and Daimler have announced it would jointly be developing a self-driving vehicle. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is continuing to testify on Capitol Hill. Earlier this week, there was testimony on Capitol Hill that was an open hearing, though. During that hearing, Republican Congressman Jody Heiss of Georgia asked Cohen who helped him prepare for his testimony.
Did you or anyone else on your team cooperate with the Democrat Party in preparing for this hearing?
We've spoken to the party.
Okay. Did you prepare with Chairman Cummings or anyone on your team?
I'm sorry, what do you mean by prepare?
Prepare for this hearing.
Prepare? I prepared with my counsel.
Did you prepare with any, the Democrat majority or Chairman Cummings?
We spoke with Chairman Cummings and the party.
With Chairman Schiff?
Spoke with Chairman Schiff and his people as well.
Former head of the House Oversight Committee, Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz of Utah, on Democrats working with Cohen before the hearing.
Every single time this came up when I was the chairman, when we had meetings, when we had a witness coming in, every single time we brought the Democrats into the discussion, it was just absolutely out of protocol to do it without the Democrats. The fact that Michael Cohen, again, an admitted liar, but I don't know what to believe with him, is meeting with Schiff, the Democratic National Committee, he's talking to Elijah Cummings. Talk about collusion. That's the one part that I can point to say, oh, come on, that is so wrong.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.